This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
And just like that, it's over.
It was a ruse, in my opinion. It was a ruse. It was a sham. It was a stunt, and it really didn't count.
Over before it started.
It didn't really count.
Headline 23 minutes ago. Crystal strikes out. Billy Crystal better stick to his night job. Wearing a number 60 jersey before his 60th birthday. Cheered on by fellow funny man, Robin Williams.
Oh, God.
Crystal gave himself a chance in the first inning in his only at-bat. Swinging late against Pittsburgh's Paul Malum, Crystal bounced a chopper past first baseman Adam LaRoche that landed foul. Crystal got ahead in the count 3-1.
Oh.
And swung over a pair of 88 per mile hour fastballs.
So let me get this straight. As opposed to really playing, they brought him in as a designated hitter leading off.
First player.
So that means he's in and he's out.
Right. Like what you do with someone from Special Olympics.
Give him a chance. I still think it's a ripoff. With all the hype, he should have gotten some time in the field.
And boy, is my face red. I was taking the point of baseball purists.
Yes.
If the Yankees had announced from the beginning, it would be like if a retarded child was able to take a lifelong dream to have a swing with the Yankees, well, I'd have no problem with it.
Is anyone as disappointed as I am
that
he really didn't play in the game? He simply had a very special Olympics at bat at the very beginning, leading off at designated hitter and his only at bat of the game. Rip off.
And here's the biggest problem for those of us that were looking forward to Billy Crystal's debut.
And perhaps a line drive in the field.
And hi to everyone at Bagel City,
by the way.
Great, great chicken salad.
Because for my money, it always comes down to money. Yesterday, we found out the game would be available on MLB.com.
Very exciting.
Right.
We would have to pay some sort of ransom to be able to watch the game and hear the game on the internet.
Just one game.
So that we could play you the highlight of Billy Crystal striking out. We paid the money. Mm-hmm. We had the game. Unfortunately, the fellas got here after the game had already begun.
Because Crystal came in at the very beginning of the game. And then, like a ghost, he was gone.
Because it was simply a farce.
So we didn't get the pleasure of seeing Billy at the plate. Of course, I'm sure there'll be a highlight.
We will.
I'm hoping there's a highlight.
Well, the highlight appears to me to be somewhat of a low light. I mean, really striking out. Hope you enjoyed your 60th birthday, Billy.
Hey, Robbie, will you come in and turn this thing on, please? For while we don't have the highlight of Billy Crystal, I can tell you that right now, in the bottom of the seventh, it's Yankees 3 and the Pirates 1.
Do you know what's sad, Don?
What?
We're at $15.
Dollars, that's how much it costs to get the game.
For 1 month, it costs $15.
Well, I think we should be reimbursed, I would think. That would be the logical thing to do.
It's a king's ransom, is what that is.
Reimbursed for all of that energy that we put in. And not the energy, the money.
Mm-hmm. But why wasn't someone here when the game started?
Why?
Who knew that he would only bat once?
Who knew?
Who knew?
After being up the first two games.
This is what we paid for, but we don't have it for you.
Kim, his woes continue. It was really a nice piece of hitting there. You know, these aren't bad pitches he's throwing, by the way. Some of them have been pretty decent.
It's high cheese,
Is this the crystal at bat?
No, that's live play-by-play.
Right now.
You know what we just did? We just broke that rule that they have.
Oh.
This cannot be rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Baseball. Your nuts will be on a vice and Bud Selig will come to your house and have sex with your wife.
The pictures, descriptions, and accounts of this game without the express written consent of Major League Baseball
is prohibited.
Stan Kasdan said it's okay.
That's right.
Good.
For me and my buddy Mike to rebroadcast the entire Yankees game.
He said it's okay, and he also said for the upcoming season, park anywhere you want.
That's great.
Park anywhere you want. And am I the only one that feels rejected? Mr. Kasdan didn't accept my my little idea about having a ferry boat to take fans to the game by river?
I thought that was a gay thing.
No, not a ferry boat. Not an F-A-I-R-Y.
F-E-R-R-Y.
That's correct. A ferry boat.
Oh, here's some tape of Billy after the game.
Oh, Billy after the game.
Billy after game.
I bet he's trying to be funny.
But we're lucky enough to have Billy Crystal in the Yankee dugout. Billy.
Hey.
How are you doing? How do you feel?
You know what? I feel at least 59.
Billy!
Mr. Saturday Night.
It's all about Billy!
It was a thrill of a lifetime. I know nothing I've ever done that could compare with the thrill of being introduced as a Yankee.
Now,
really? What about City Slickers 2? Billy.
Oh, my God.
Oscar loves Billy.
Who will win?
The thing that impressed me, and we're showing the replay of your at-bat right now, is, I mean, you're 59 years old, you've never played in the big leagues, and you put a ball into play.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't many people that can come up the street and do that. That has to be something that you're going to take away from this.
You know what else, though? Not only did I come in contact with the ball, I also hit my helmet with the bat, if you look at it. I almost knocked myself out.
It's all about you, Billy!
Oh, Billy. And I love how they're making it like you actually did something, not like you struck out.
Right.
I don't fancy myself a purist, but isn't putting the ball in play hitting it fair?
I would think that hitting a foul ball doesn't exactly count. That's what I was kind of saying there.
I believe what the announcer should have said to Billy was, not many people even make
contact.
That's it.
First contact.
Billy!
Must have looked at the ump like I was a Picasso or something. The helmet was across my eyes.
I was a Picasso or something.
What's going on here? Let's do some shtick.
I'm the crazy painting with the eye here and the nose here. Hey, I'm Pablo Picasso.
Boy, though, if he did really hit his helmet with his bat, he could have knocked himself out. That would have been special.
It just felt so great to do that, you know, just to hang in there. And now I'm mad at myself and that the ball was inside the last pitch, but... Jeter told me before, go hack, baby. Just go hack.
Billy, it's Paul. You were 6 feet from having one in play. That's the big thing.
That's true.
The other announcer corrects him.
Uh-huh.
Billy, I'm sorry. I'm a baseball purist. I just have to say, stop this fixation. You hit it out.
Yes,
it's a foul ball. Foul
6 feet from being in play.
Story of his life.
Yeah.
God.
That's true. And at least I know how it feels. And man... Nothing can ever top this.
You know what, Billy? You don't really know, because if you'd have struck out with a man on third base, you got a standing O.
Right.
If I struck out like that, we got booed. So you still got to go through that before you really know how it feels.
Okay. Now, Joe asked me to ask you, Paul, how long does it take for a guy to forget how to hit?
Yeah, it hadn't taken me long, believe me. I was glad you were down there, not me.
How many of these Yankees do you think just hate Billy Crystal's
guts? Yeah, but how about
guts?
The stellar, you know, for the incredible franchise that they are, the stellar Yankees announcers. God, they're horrible.
Actually,
they're the worst.
I think these are the B-team.
Are they the B-team announcers?
We're getting an ESPN feed.
Is that what I don't know, but it sounds Bush League.
Bush
League.
It was, you know, the whole thing has been amazing. I just was up with Mr. Steinbrenner in the office.
Of course you were. Of course you
were. I was, you know, giving him relief.
George.
He was wearing just a blazer and a turtleneck.
You don't know how much this means to me, Mr. Steinbrenner. I want to give you pleasure.
And I was worried he was going to trade me for Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, Billy.
Now he's going to.
Billy.
So funny. Man.
But, you know, we actually, you know, we had to sign a contract. Bud Selig had to approve this. So I'm glad I'm here to be able to say thank you to everybody in the Yankees, Lantros, Randy, Levine, and the Steinbrenners, especially the.
Did I hear Levine?
You did. Randy Levine.
Thank you to all the Levines out there.
Thank you to Henny Youngman, Myron Handelman,
David Steinberg.
And all the Gold family. Thank you all very much.
Boss who has to say okay to everything, and he was so... Wait, was that me?
No, that was Melky.
Oh, right, I'm talking to you.
Is that how you envisioned it happening?
Yeah, right? That's what I want. I want that or one right over short. I was hitting so well the last 2 days in DP.
Sure you were.
It also is getting into a little bit of the Larry King, D's, Dem, Does.
Yeah, there, right over that shortstop there, boy.
Sure, there, I got to hit that thing there. Remind me back in Brooklyn there, boy.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, in BP when they were throwing underhanded to you.
Sure, boy. Here's a good still photo of him striking out.
He looks like a 59-year-old man that's not an athlete.
Wearing number 60.
And that's what, you know, that's my range. and we signed a contract, and Mr. Steinbrenner said, well, I have to tonight, to me, I have to tonight to come up with the money, so.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, you're funny, Billy.
Billy.
Billy's big day.
It's like writing a contract with toilet paper.
Billy's big day at the ballpark.
Take that seriously.
Got to pay yourself.
Yeah.
Now you get to keep. Now, one thing that's always been done in baseball, if you take somebody's number, you usually give them something.
Yes.
Cody Ransom gave you his number 60, so
yes.
Was there an exchange?
Yes, I gave him a couple of gifts this morning, and I think he was surprised that I did. But, hey, you know, Alexis is a really lovely car.
Oh, Billy.
You have so much money that you bought him a Lexus.
You're funny, Billy.
Funny, Billy.
Funny, Billy.
I really gave him a comb.
Funny money.
Well, Billy, it was fun to have you on, and it was fun to watch it. The fans reacted beautifully, and it must be, I can hear it in your voice, it was a really special moment for you that you're going to keep forever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I can always say I led off for the New York Yankees. That's an amazing feeling.
Sure, and so can that poor kid that's got a week to live.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
You know, the poor kid that's been on a dialysis machine for his entire life, who they wheel out to let him stand up there and pretend he's pitching or catching with the
Yankees. Why don't they do more of that and less of Billy Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Do it for somebody who it really, really could use the break.
Billy Crystal's make-a-wish.
It matters to me so much because I'm a lifelong Yankees fan, and as is now being publicized, and I hate that this is getting out, I am an owner in the Arizona Diamondbacks. You might remember I was conflicted during the series when the Diamondbacks played the Yankees.
I didn't know what to do. I mean, I've got my lifelong loyalty, and then I've got my money.
Do I go with my heart or my wallet?
These are
the choices I, William Crystal, must make.
Well, I hope this doesn't start a trend.
Billy, I'm glad you're happy, and I'm glad you had a great time. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, guys.
And we'll give you the tape of the game in the mail, all right?
Okay. The tape is in the mail.
Yes, it is. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bill.
That's Billy Crystal. So he led off the game today and struck out on 6 pitches. And the interesting thing, David, is that Mahalem really threw nasty pitches to get him out.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
88 mile an hour. Well, that's fast.
Lucky to be alive.
That's fast.
Put him on American Idol.
Right.
Let him sing a Beatles song. Then I'm watching.
I've got all sorts of other dreams that I'm really looking forward to.
I know Dr. Phil wanted to say something before we actually started today.
Oh, I forgot to put on panties.
No, that. What's the other thing, Phil?
Parents, be advised that there is sexual content in today's show. It is definitely not for children.
Thank you. I like that.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
Yeah. Oh, hello. What's the problem there?
She won't leave my buttocks alone.
Oh. What glorious goo. Everybody doing okay today?
Is everybody happy?
I mean, affirmative.
Yeah.
That's another yes, though.
Damn right.
I'm responsible for anal leakage.
That is inappropriate.
That is not appropriate behavior.
Okay.
But I pulled a boner. I did it again.
I'm not happy.
You are never happy. How about the phone number?
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I can't believe it. These guys are facts.
Every day.
These kids are facts. I can't believe it.
Every day. You call us names.
What is he, a faggot?
Will you stop that?
What do you think, Jackson?
I don't know what to think.
That was funny.
You know that was funny?
You're awful funny, aren't you?
All right. How about you, Letterman?
Vagina!
How about you, other lady?
What about the vagina?
John McCain?
I brandish dynamite.
Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
Larry.
That is so true, Dick.
Oh, there's Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Damn right.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
And here's Ed McMahon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 I better bring my rubbers.
Rubbers. Right. If you're a love machine, don't forget your rubbers. What do you call that, Regis?
He's what you call anal, isn't he, man?
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hi, first call of a brand new day. Hello.
First call, I just want to say I hate you, and I think you have a lot of balls for telling Buzz to slow down and then cut him off at the end of the show. I think that's just outrageous.
No. Go away. And then what do you want to say at the end of the call, though?
I want to say, first off, I hate you. I'll be that caller. I can't wait till you retire and just have a hateful, self-loathing afterlife.
I
don't hate me. I hate you. But let's slow down and start here. So you're complaining about me, Don. Hi, welcome to the show.
Howdy.
What's your complaint? Let me slow it down for you. Your complaint is that at some point during the newscast yesterday, I said to Buzz, kiddingly, slow down.
Right.
Yes, and
okay, that's sealed. That sealed over your head. And then late in the show, when Buzz was cut off, that is because we are having a fight with the network about playing commercials on time. Buzz went way over.
And we have been under the gun all week with the network because we've been having time issues.
We had to cut him off.
I went crazy.
What's your problem, Dick?
But he wouldn't have had a problem had you just let him read his news, of which that was why I listened to the whole show.
No,
great. Well, then you know what? You're going to be very happy when I leave because, you know, you're going to get exactly the show you want. I won't be here and you'll be happy.
Yes.
Well, great. Then count the days.
I am. I'm going to make a little clock, countdown
clock. Make a countdown clock.
You know what you ought to do, though? You ought to say goodbye in the proper way.
I will say I hate you.
We hate you too, sir.
Yeah, don't come back.
That's right.
Because, you know, that's what I'm all about, is just cutting down Buzz and then making sure that I cut him off at the end of the show.
Well, we all do that here. We love to cut each other down. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Live for it.
Good first call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's been waiting. Thank you, ass!
And Buzz, how did you get over that yesterday?
I cried myself to sleep.
Well, Buzz, I am tired of you getting those plant callers at the beginning of the show.
I'll tell them to tone
That's
down.
BS! You know, what are you dicks going to do after I leave? Who are you going to blame after I leave?
Yeah,
me.
Us.
Yeah. But Rob's...
I'm ready for the blame.
Now, that's a secret. Robert, it's all part of phasing Buzz out. That's a total 100% secret.
His slow, gradual phase out.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Declining health. Hey, I was wondering if you guys were doing anything the weekend of April 26th and 27th.
Yes.
Because Billy Crystal's going to be at the Borgata.
Doing his stand-up or a recreation of 700 Sundays?
I think he's going to be batting.
Or perhaps a recreation of striking out with the New York Yankees.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think that Billy Crystal can now turn this into some sort of stage play. You know, my day with the Yankees. Mm-hmm.
It was a boyhood dream as I put on the baseball socks.
I can always say that I let off for the Yankees. No, you really can't say that.
One man show.
One Thursday. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Oh, hey, I just want to say that guy's a dick.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I think we can all agree on that one.
Yeah. Just...
All right. Hey, but wait, how do you end your call? I'm still waiting. We trained you this week. Do you say goodbye?
I say goodbye like ciao. I just say ciao.
No, wrong. No. You're wrong. They weren't paying attention.
They're not going to say that they love us today. They're just not going to say it today.
God.
Love you guys.
Damn it. Love love you guys isn't the way it is.
Little late. Little late. Well, that was
pure I love you.
That was your neighbor. One day thing from yesterday. A one day thing.
Show us the Quan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the lady that was stuck on the toilet seat for like 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Most mobile homes have one bathroom. Where did the guy go to the bathroom?
No, I heard that on the earliest story that I heard about this. The guy had, there were two bathrooms in the house.
Yeah, it was maybe a double wide, but it's, he had two bathrooms.
Did you see this guy on the news last night?
Yeah, and I've got the transcript of the entire story as well, with more details than Buzz had yesterday.
Right.
Before I cut him off.
Continues to unfold.
I told him to hurry up and then told him to slow down.
Hurry up, slow down. Hurry up, slow down.
Hurry up, slow down.
Never got a picture of her on the news last night. I wanted to see what she looked like.
36-year-old boyfriend tried to talk her out, but she sat on the toilet, refused to move. Mm-hmm. Left her on the toilet overnight. The next day when he asked her to come out, she said maybe tomorrow. She never came out. He just gave her food and water and let her be. 2 years in the bathroom, he called the police. Finally, after 2 years, he called the cops. As Buzz said, she was stuck on the toilet. She had fused to the toilet.
Fused.
There are no names, and even though the stories in the press have not listed the guy's name, we've been able to confirm his name is Corey McFerrin.
Right.
He has a MySpace page.
Oh, God. He's got time for that.
And he has only one friend. There's also another neighbor who says he knew the woman. Oh, why don't we try to get this guy on the phone?
You want to call him?
That would be an idea.
We can ask him about facing abuse charges,
right,
too.
Here, this guy, the neighbor, James Ellis, who says he knew the woman since she was a child, but hadn't seen her in 6 years and did not know that she was on a toilet.
Right. No one did until yesterday.
For 2 years.
So the last I heard when I watched this last night on the news was that they were filing charges against the guy for possible abuse.
And it's a phobia now. Here's another story. The boyfriend now says that it's a phobia.
Right.
The boyfriend says that she just didn't want to leave the house. He tried to get her to leave the house.
Yeah, he tried real hard. That's why she was stuck to a toilet for 2 years.
And then here are some highlights. After a while, boyfriend says you get used to it, meaning her being on the toilet.
I would imagine you do.
Police say women lived in the bathroom for 2 years, didn't want to leave. Her skin had grown around the seat of the toilet. Went with her to the hospital, and the boyfriend brought her food, water, and clothes in the bathroom for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Imagine what that looked like and what that smelled like with her fat fusing around the toilet to be the firefighter, the first volunteer firefighter that had to show up for that.
I love computers, so I went to his website, his MySpace page.
Yeah.
He has one friend. The only pictures he has listed is one picture of his parents and three pictures of a neighborhood school.
He did not appear on the news last night to be an abnormal-looking guy. He truly didn't.
No, but
he looked kind of normal.
Don't you want to see her, though? Aren't you dying to see her?
God, I want
to
see how fat she is. Has anybody given us a weight? Has there been a weight? There's no weight in any of this.
I think I heard that she's thin. I don't know that she is fat.
So, secret. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Whoa.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
Radio gods, it's a pleasure. Hey, I have a question. Have you ever gone over to a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni's soggy, the peas are all mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood.
You mean, are you doing the rapper's delight, or are you actually telling a true story an experience?
I believe, perhaps.
It is a correction of Senor Don. He said the peas taste like wood.
It is the peas taste like wood.
It's the chicken.
Have you heard the song by Rapper's Delight?
Numerous times.
It's the peas, they taste like wood.
Have you heard the song by Rapper's Delight?
No, it's the chicken that tastes like wood.
Wrong.
Have you heard the song by Rapper's Delight?
Yes, sir.
You're wrong.
There is a line where they say the peas taste like wood.
No, the peas are all mushy, and the chicken tastes like wood.
You know, I'm going to be gone at the end of May. What are you going to do? What are you going to do then when I'm gone? Really, seriously. Even giving you the point that you might be right about an obscure song lyric that was mentioned 3 or 4 days ago on the show, what are you going to do without me to correct all the time? I mean, seriously, what are you going to do? You've been waiting for how many days with this? And it's like, I think you're wrong about it.
No, he is wrong about it. It's the peas, they taste like wood.
Why
are you saying, wait a minute, well, no, not in any event.
Don't just throw that out there and
not
say,
after
well.
That. That's not fair. What do you have to say for yourself?
I love you.
No.
Not accepted.
No, come on, dude. Seriously, if you're going to call and correct me.
When is the last time you played Rapper's Delight? When's the last time you played the song and heard it for yourself?
About 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Do you have it handy?
Well, we've got it right here.
Unfortunately not. Seriously, no, it's at my home.
We have it handy.
Rob, you know all the words. Is it the
peas? Well, shall we
like
sample
wood?
The relevant portion?
No, it's the peas, they taste like wood.
I played it
seriously hundreds of times.
But no, I enjoy this exercise. This is wonderful. This really makes me want to come to work every day to talk to guys like you. But stay on the line, please. Don't hang up.
Yeah, because you can't hang up now because we have to prove you wrong.
We've got your number.
Okay, I'd appreciate that. Thanks, Chaps.
Hey, Chaps, smart ass, dink.
Rob, you got it?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
God, I hate guys like you.
Can your face get any redder while you're looking?
I can try.
Can you really? Thank you.
All right. Hold on a second. What makes you think it's chicken?
Well, because it's the oldest rap song that I can remember, and, well, I've heard it thousands of times.
Thousands. Aren't you Mr. Smooth?
Now, where the hell is it?
Now, from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme because they say that miracles never see.
How long have we been saying the peas, they taste like wood?
Forever.
Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane, and you can be my boyfriend. You surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. Who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light?
Where's the part about the peas taste like wood?
I have no idea.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah. Smart ass.
Okay.
Dink.
Hold on a second.
Are you out of work? Is that why you're calling us?
No, I'm actually on my way to.
I don't care. I don't really care. I'm not going to let you answer.
Motel Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, dive. What can I say? I can't fit them all in.
G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all. Feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting
it's quite a story, isn't it?
Start popping your fingers and stomping your feet.
Sure is. Got a lot of words.
As tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of my
eyes. Next performer.
What was that, Mr. Helper?
The next performer.
I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and, on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and, on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there.
Oh, the song still carries me away.
Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig,
uh-huh. Jig in your body. Anytime now is it coming up?
Next performer, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Next performer.
Yep. Say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. Get on the floor. Come alive, y'all. Give me what you got, because I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me one to
well,
mark. What are you waiting for?
What?
Well, we have to have some punishment. We're taking all this time. But if he is proven wrong, what are you prepared to do, sir?
Oh, I'm going to go to his house tonight.
Well, I'll go with you, but yeah, I want to know what he's prepared to do right now.
We're
taking all this valuable airtime to deal with this.
We're Googling him.
What are you going
Most
to
certainly
do?
Certainly are, and I thought that you would deal with my phone call accordingly and just...
Don't get weak-kneed now. Don't you get weak-kneed now.
I'm willing to let
Now you're starting to get wobbly. You see, you're starting to wobble.
But we're like hot butter on a breakfast.
Hold on.
Baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, to bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good?
Here we go.
I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood.
Chicken tastes like wood.
We have both said peas taste like wood forever. Oh, F you anyway. Yeah.
Congratulations, Superman.
Boy, how do you feel now?
Well, I feel pretty bad, but
No, you don't. You're lying.
Out the air.
You are lying.
Congratulations.
You are lying. You feel great right now.
Congratulations.
No, I don't. I feel a certain amount of pity. I really do.
You feel pity. He feels pity. I'm going to kill you.
You feel pity.
I'm going to kill you.
I feel pity for someone who heard a disc jockey make a simple mistake and held on to it for three days.
A world-renowned disc jockey, sir.
Please. Kiss my world-renowned ass.
Well, it would be world-renowned. I agree. I'm just calling to...
Are you talking about the size of my ass?
The accuracy of your show, that's all.
I am a hypocrite. I have said it from day one.
However, swear to God, I have said it also, and now I'm very, very mad at you, sir.
I'm not hypocritical about this, though. I am all for your instant sterilization.
Are you married?
I am indeed.
You're married. Do you have children?
I am indeed.
Do you have children?
I have 3 children.
How old are your children?
They're 3, 4, and 11.
Send them to me, and I will raise them as if they were my own.
That is the penance, because you were proven right. You must send on your children.
Send me your children.
No.
Now get out of here. Stop bothering me, please.
No way.
Hey guys,
Go away. Go away. Go away.
Don't come back.
All right, thank you.
Go away.
Bye.
I want to fight.
Yeah. Well, today's the day.
I want to fight.
My essay. Why I like coming to work every day. By Don. Oh, P.S. We're late on commercials again.
Oh, my God, and I forgot.
This is the Don and Mike Show.